Now, it's not unexpected, it's not unnatural that we find the heroic emphasis prominent in the teaching of the Buddha after his enlightenment. Throughout his teaching, the Buddha stresses self-reliance very much. He stresses very much that his disciples should not rely even on him. Very often the Pali texts represent him as saying to his monks, all that a teacher could do, I have done for you. Here are the roots of trees. Idani Mulani Rukani in Pali. Here are the roots of trees. Sit down, meditate. The rest is up to you. And very often we find him saying this in the Pali texts. And because he stressed self-reliance, he also stressed very much vigor and energy. We find him always calling to his monks and asking them what they were up to, what they were doing, how they were getting on. He never let them, as it were, slacken off. And of course they responded, or at least most of them responded. Some of them got a bit tired of it and said, well, the Buddha's always asking us to do that and telling us to do this and the other. They went off to find some easier teacher. Also we find that on more than one occasion the Buddha spoke of the spiritual life itself in terms of a battle. He realized it wasn't an easy matter. It wasn't an easy business. It was a battle. And he said in several places, on several occasions, addressing his monks, we are kshatriyas. We are warriors. And he didn't mean in the caste sense, because his disciples came from all castes. Some were Brahmin. In fact, lots were Brahmin. Some were kshatriyas. Others were vaishyas, shudras, untouchables, and so on. But addressing them, he said to all of them, we are kshatriyas. We are kshatriyas because we are warriors, because we are fighters. And then he went on to say, or to ask, what do we fight for? He said, we fight for sila, for the moral life. We fight for samadhi, for the higher consciousness. We fight for wisdom, prajna, and we fight for vimukti, complete spiritual freedom, freedom from all psychological conditionings. And in the Dhammapada, one of the most ancient Buddhist texts, we find that the Buddha speaks of the disciple destroying the hosts of Mara, the hosts of the evil one, with the sword of wisdom. And in the Mahayana tradition we find the same sort of symbolism appears in the figure of Manjushri. In the Mahayana you find all sorts of bodhisattva figures who are sort of symbolic personifications of different aspects of enlightenment. So Manjushri embodies the wisdom aspect of enlightenment. And there's one particular form of Manjushri, which is called Arapajana Manjushri, where he's represented brandishing aloft in his right hand a fiery or a flaming sword, the sword of knowledge or the sword of wisdom. And this too is very typical, very representative of this heroic emphasis in later Buddhist traditions.